guys, welcome to the Daily Bedtime Stories podcast for kids. So, do you remember last time where we left off?
They found the best part.
Yeah,
they just found the green dagger.
Ooh, the green dagger. Yeah, and the green dagger, that's important because they're trapped in the Canyon of Death, right? So, our heroes, Little Billy, Stella, and now Miss Hawthorne, they're trapped in the Canyon of Death. And actually, Miss Hawthorne, she's been trapped there for a long time. And remember, she has had to do some kind of bad things to stay alive, right? She has had to kill the animals that have wandered in there. She's had to kill some people that have wandered in there. And she was thinking about killing Little Billy and Stella, but she found out, she thought that maybe they would be helpful and get her out. And sure enough, she's been looking all over for the green dagger, but she couldn't find it. But Little Billy and Stella, they found it. So they found the story, or they found the green dagger, and they found it, and they walked over to the edge, and they felt, you know, they touched it, and it was just this hard glass. And Little Billy, he grabbed the green dagger, and he swung it as hard as he could at the edge, and it went right through, and it started glowing green. And Little Billy looked, and he said, "Huh, I guess that's why they call it the green dagger. Because when it stabs through something and it uses its magic properties, then it starts turning green." And he said, "I wonder what else this dagger can do. If it can cut through this force field, I wonder what else it can do." So, he started wondering, and everybody said, "Billy, slice down," because all he did is stabbed in it. So then he sliced it down, and he said, "Boy, this thing cuts like butter." And so he sliced it down, and then he sliced another way, and then he sliced back up and over and made a big rectangle look like a door, like a doorway. And they couldn't see the doorway, but they pushed it, and the piece of the force field fell over, and they walked right through. First Little Billy, then Stella, and then Miss Hawthorne. And she stopped right before she went through, because she had been in the Canyon of Death for so long that she wasn't sure that she could go out. You know, was the curse broken? Well, she stepped out, and as soon as she stepped out, something happened. All of a sudden, her big nose got smaller, and her old wrinkly skin disappeared, and she looked young, and she wasn't hunched over anymore, and her clothes even changed. She didn't look scary. She looked like a normal lady. She looked like somebody's mom. And they said, "Huh, you look totally different, Miss Hawthorne. You don't look scary at all." And she just looked at them, and she smiled, and she said, "You don't have to be scared of me." And then she said, "But I fear that the curse isn't totally broken." She says, "Yes, we're out of the Canyon of Death, but," she said, "there's a problem." She said, "We need one more thing to break the curse." She said, I need my necklace back." And Little Billy said, "Well, where's your necklace?" And then Stella chimed in, and she said, "Well, where is it? We'll go get it. Let's find it. Is it back in the Canyon of Death?" And Miss Hawthorne says, "No, it's not. There was two things," she said, "that kept me in the canyon. One was the dagger, which we found. That gets me out of it. And she said, but even though we're out of the canyon of death and my youth restored, and now I look like myself, she said, the problem is inside. She said, inside, I'm not the same. She said, I don't have my magic powers anymore. They said, you have magic powers? And she says, well, yeah, I didn't tell you that. And they said, no, you didn't tell us that you were supposed to have magic. And she said, well, I'm actually a magical being. And she said, I teach magic at the university. And they said, there's a university that teaches magic? And she said, yeah, it's called the University of Magic. And Stella and little Billy looked at each other and said, boy, wouldn't that be something to go to the University of Magic and learn magic? And Miss Hawthorne said, yeah. And so what happened is the Star Witch took my pendant that I always wear, and she took it and she hid it. And she said, I have to get it back. And little Billy said, well, where did she hide it? And Miss Hawthorne said, well, I don't know. The only person that knows where my magic pendant is, that has all my magic inside of it, is the Star Witch. We have to go and we have to find the Star Witch. She's the only one. And they said, okay. And right then, little Billy and little Stella said, we have to have a little meeting. And they walked over a little ways away from Mrs. Hawthorne, so Mrs. Hawthorne couldn't hear them. And they said, do we really want to go find this magic necklace? I mean, we're on our own mission. We're on our mission to go find the lost coin. We got to go find the lost coin. And now we have this dagger and everything looks kind of, it looks like it's going our way. We got out of the canyon of death. I mean, I think we should go to get the coin, Stella said. And little Billy said, you know, I want to go get the coin. The coin is, it's tugging at me. It wants me to come and get it. But he said, I also feel like this coin, for some reason, I feel like I'm supposed to help Miss Hawthorne. I feel like I'm supposed to help her get her magic back. And so they decided that they were going to go help Miss Hawthorne and that they were going to go confront the Star Witch. So they went back to Miss Hawthorne and they told her what they decided to do. And Miss Hawthorne said, oh, good, I knew you guys would help me. And then they said, okay, Miss Hawthorne, where do we go? And they were all facing toward the big mountain. And little Billy was hoping that the Star Witch was the same direction, or at least it would get them closer to the big mountain that they were going to go climb, that the lost coin was probably on top of. That's what they thought anyway. And Miss Hawthorne said, no, the Star Witch is in the middle of the Emerald Sea. She lives on an island. And the only way to get there is by magic. And they said, you can't get there by a boat? And she said, nope. It's going to take magic for us to get there. She said, I'll show you what I mean. And they said, well, which way is the sea? And it was the other way, the opposite way of the mountain. So they started walking and they traveled for 2 days. And on their way, they ran into the little villages and they ran into some really nice people. They got food and water. They stopped at one little place and they looked, and one guy noticed that they had the green dagger, and the guy started bowing down to them and acted like he was worshiping them or something. And they said, "Stand up. What are you worshiping us for?" And he says, "Oh, you have the green dagger. You have all sorts of, you have power. You can defeat anything." And they didn't really know what he was talking about. And Miss Hawthorne, she just kind of smirked. So Stella kind of caught on to this. And Stella realized, Miss Hawthorne knows more than she's letting on about this green dagger. And she kind of remembered what these people said. You can defeat anything with the green dagger? So they made it to the edge of the Emerald Sea. It was a very pretty body of water. It had like kind of, have you ever seen a body of water, when it has like a fog over the top? It had like a little layer of fog over the top. It looked like the water was hot or steaming. But they touched the water and it wasn't hot. It was just kind of steam over the top or fog over the top. And there was no boats on the water. There was nothing there. And they looked and they said, "So now what do we do?" And Miss Hawthorne said, "Well, we got to wait till it gets dark." So they waited for it to get dark. And they looked up in the sky and there was a bright star. And Miss Hawthorne pointed toward that star and said, "Look. See that star?" And they said, "Yep, I see it." And she said, "See that one? It's really bright." And they said, "Yeah, we see it." And she said, "Now look straight down." And they followed the star straight down to the sea. And in the light of that bright star, they could just make out a little castle. And they said, and Miss Hawthorne says, "That's why they call her the Star Queen, because she lives in a castle right underneath that star. And the only time you can see the castle is at night, like this. In the daytime, you can't find it. Only under the light of the stars can you see the Star Queen's castle. So," she said, "tomorrow night is the night in which we're going to go. And we're going to go to the castle and we're going to find that pendant, that necklace." And little Billy said, "Okay." So they walked back to the town and they got a hotel room and they decided to get a good night's sleep. The end.
I have to tell a story.
Okay. CJ, we gotta go to bed. It's too. You gotta get a really short one.
Okay. One team at a time. Sorry, guys. And then we field. And then he said, "I got a shovel." And then he dipped in the field. And he found some buttons. Color buttons. So there were a purple button, pink button, and a blue button. And he pressed the blue button, and then something comes under the button.
Okay,
honey, we need to. And a shiny thing. And so the button pressed it, and then it made the guy disappear.
Oh, man.
I'm
going to
tell a story. No.
Okay, guys. Going back to our story here. You think the Star Queen's going to give up the necklace pretty easy or not?
Not.
Well, we'll see tomorrow, okay? All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. And we thank you for the good day at school. And we pray that you would just be with these boys, help them to have a good day tomorrow at school. Pray that they would have a good night's sleep tonight, that they would wake up rested tomorrow, able to study, and pray that you would just help them to stay healthy. I pray that you would help them to grow up, that you would use them in great and mighty ways. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.